Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Like the real thing, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now at 8:47. Three big things.
Three.
Local couple makes $12 million donation to Wichita State University.
Two.
Mobile home heavily damaged by fire in southeast Wichita.
One.
Stepmother of missing boy found not guilty in unrelated case. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic update, Thursday morning commute. You will see a little bit of a slowdown in the northbound lanes of the Kansas Turnpike. Got that closed today. That's about a mile south of the Andover exit. They're doing some bridge deck repair there. That's the northbound lanes. A little restriction there, the canal route. The Kansas Turnpike, rather. Northbound lanes of the Turnpike, just about a mile south of Andover. Traffic update brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. That's located downtown at Market and Waterman. Also in the East Harry Street Mall, and you can go online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care. Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
A really nice day shaping up, sunny with a high of 87 degrees, partly cloudy with a 10% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 65. Then Friday, 20% chance for rain at a high of 88. Now partly cloudy, plenty of sunshine, 67 degrees, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. Police say a 25-year-old man duped two Dallas high schools for 9 months by posing as a 17-year-old student and Hurricane Harvey evacuee in order to play basketball. Court records show Sidney Bouvier-Gilstrap-Portley faces a charge of tampering with government records.
Wondered why he had a salt and pepper mustache.
Dallas school district officials say he first enrolled at Skyline High School and later moved to Hillcrest High School, where he joined the basketball team. District spokeswoman Robin Harris says the man took advantage of schools opening their doors to students displaced by the hurricane. She says district officials believe his primary motivation was to play basketball.
Like Bob McAdoo out there. He's a little bit older than all the other players.
Really?
What's going on?
Walmart reporting better than expected profit and revenue for the first quarter with rising e-commerce sales. Company posted a first quarter profit of $2.13 billion. That's about 72 cents per share. So, Walmart just chugging right along with the new economy, taking advantage of it. The Steve and Ted poll here on our webpage, knssradio.com. And the question is, what is your favorite on the outdoor grill? And kebab, Ted's still coming in at zero. Nobody's voting for kebab. Chicken's up to 2%. Hot dogs now down to 9%. Burgers at 22%. And all of the above gets 32% of the vote. Now, ahead of all of the above, steaks. Steaks are leading the way with 34% of the vote in the Steve and Ted poll. It's exciting. It's fun. You can do it yourself. Just go to our webpage, knssradio.com. You'll find it there right on the right-hand side. And you can be a part of this exciting, fun poll, the Steve and Ted poll, right here on our website. And stocks notched solid gains Wednesday, recouping some of the market's losses from a day earlier. Technology and health care companies drove much of the rebound. The S&P 500 rose 11 points. The Dow gained 62.5. And the NASDAQ added over 46 points. All right, it's coming up on 8:52 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us. Bill, talking about something new in Old Town.
That's right. Old Town getting a new night spot. Miguel Villarreal is one of the owners of the West 54 Music Hall. He says a new nightclub called Fever, expected to be open next month. It's in a remodeled space at 115 North Rock Island that used to be home to Club Bounce. The nightclub will have 20 to 30 employees. One area will play top 40 hits. Another will feature Latino music. A World Trade Organization ruling says Airbus received improper subsidies, and that sets the stage for what could be import tariffs against the European Union. The fight between Airbus and Boeing has been going on for 14 years. Both sides are claiming victory with the World Trade Organization's most recent appeals ruling. And BKD LLP is buying the audit and tax divisions of the local office of Grant Thornton. The two sides closed the deal Tuesday. Takes effect June 1st. BKD managing partner Bill Picker says it's an opportunity for his firm to expand its presence in the marketplace. Grant Thornton partner Jennifer Wold and 16 employees have been offered positions at BKD. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So Boeing and Airbus have been going at it in court for 14 years?
14 years. Remember, Boeing has always claimed that Airbus all got improper subsidies. They were getting help from their government, and that was improper competition, unfair competition.
Right.
This thing's been going on for a long time.
Why can't they decide once and forget? They got the right judge. Some judge say, yeah, okay, fine, yeah. This or that, but it, gosh.
The World Trade Organization finally ruled, and then it was appealed, and, of course, that takes a long time,
wow.
And they've just had the appeals ruling now.
Well, thank goodness we've got some lawyers who are keeping some real good, steady employment there. Huh?
You bet. Yeah. That's exactly right.
All right. Today is a National Pack Rat Day, and I think most of us are a pack rat to an extent. I don't know. I'm hanging on to a few things that I've had for many, many years I just can't get rid of, like my wife.
Yep.
just kidding. A little
wow.
A cheap joke there at St. Shelley's expense.
No. You may be eating a cheap dinner tonight at her.
I'll be eating like a pack rat tonight. This is people who just collect things and they can't seem to get rid of them. They never have a garage sale or anything. By the way, at garage sale, you ever had a garage sale?
Oh, yeah. We just had one a couple months ago.
What is the best-selling item at a garage sale?
Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe baby clothes or something?
Maybe save not your 8-track tapes there. Yeah. No, you're right. Shelley's always said that. If you don't have baby clothes, don't even have a yard sale or garage sale.
Yep.
She says that's the thing that really brings them in.
We cleaned up. Of course, we had twins, and once they got too big and the baby clothes were too small, we had a garage sale, and, man, that stuff
went. Kidding. 3 days out there, and you made $110. That's what we call cleaning it up. And anyway,
that's a return on investment right
there.
There
you go. National Pack Rat Day. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for being with us this morning. KNSS News at 9 this morning. Giuliani says it's time for Mueller to wrap things up. That's on the way at 9 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.